Now, where is my favorite pet drow? I don't mean that literally. Can you even have a favorite if you only have one? There you are. You had me all worried for 5 seconds. What are you doing under there? You're looking for your fluffy spider cat slippers. I took them, dear. I had to give them a good wash. They're drying out in the back. I know. But as adorable as you are, we do have to admit that your feet do produce a distinctive odor, and that smell transfers to your slippers. Yes, of course. I can arrange to have another pair made for you. Anything you want. I usually give you what you want, and you are happy here, aren't you, dear? If we hadn't met on that fateful day, you'd still be out there with your party members, getting into all sorts of trouble. And you'd have nobody to dote on you, except perhaps your mother. Now, up you get. I called you over because I made you a lovely hot drink. Fresh milk with maple syrup, melted chocolate, and pumpkin spice. Perfect for this October evening. Yes, I learned this recipe from a human I met some years back. Oh, I can still remember it. They were dressed up as a drider for All Hallows' Eve, going around knocking on doors. Honestly, had I not found that humorously amusing, I would have wrapped them up in a web and eaten them. Human juices do have a distinct tangy taste. I made one of those drinks for myself, too. We have matching cups. Aren't we just the most delightful couple? Ah. I haven't planned anything for this evening. Is there something you want to do, my sweet? I thought about finishing up on some of my weaving, but I can't really be bothered right now. I feel like I spend the majority of my time weaving. It gets a bit old, but it comes with being a drider. You know, the spidiness and all. We could have a pumpkin-flavored marshmallow eating contest. Or chess, you say? You really want to play chess? Of course, my dear. I'll take out my wooden set. I came across an overturned merchant's cart one day and looted it. This was one of the many items I brought back. Oh, conditions. What are your conditions? If you win, then I'll let you go home. Aww. Come on now. You've stayed with me for months already. You're not unhappy here, are you? I'm afraid that's out of the question. If I let you go, who's going to keep this poor Dryder company? Find another No. They wouldn't be you. You get me? It's not the same. Propose some new terms and we can play. You want me to teach you the secrets of my powerful magic. The kind that I've refined and developed over the years. All right, it's a yes. If you manage to somehow win this game, I'll train you in ancient Dryder magic. If you lose, though, you'll have to do the dishes for the next few days. Usually it's ladies first, but I always feel generous with you, so you can go first. I highly doubt you can win against me, even if I am a little rusty. Okay. Making a bold move so early on, are we? Looks like we're playing for keeps. I'll have to think about this next one. I'm going to make life just a little difficult for you. Yes, I'm going for your bishop. You want to know why I learned to play chess? I was taught by my older sister when I was still a drow. That all feels like a whole lifetime ago. I had two older sisters. One of them was extremely intelligent, and whenever we had a disagreement about something important, we'd settle it with a game of chess. Even though she was my teacher, I became just as good as she was over time. What a strange move to make. What are you planning? Oh, my dear, don't get ahead of yourself. Whatever it is you have planned, it isn't going to work. Eh? I grew up in Terranoth. Where did you grow up? Oh, got my knight. That's rather close. I've been to your city before. Not a bad place. Not bad at all. Why the sudden interest? I see. It's funny. I never thought I'd have this kind of conversation with a drow. When I was first turned, I wanted nothing more to do with my past. I've captured your rook. Even the thought of having a drow in my home was out of the question. Trust me, dear. I've had plenty of scuffles with your kind in my younger, drider days. But meeting you changed my mind. I don't know how it's possible, but you're somehow getting even more delectably handsome with each passing day. What would I do without you? Interesting. You're setting things up so you can capture my queen. I'm gonna need to think about my next move. What did I do when I visited your city? My very favorite thing was to visit the petting zoo. You weren't expecting that answer, were you? Trust me, my family discouraged me from doing it. They said it was making me soft. Whatever. There. Your move. Looks like we're breaking even at the moment. Let's see. There was also the glassblower, who I was sure had a thing for me. You bet I took advantage of it. He had a little gift waiting for me every time I showed up. Paperweights, pendants, vases, replica staffs. He even made a glass version of me once. It was very beautiful, but I had one problem with it. The bust was too small. I'm quite proud of my sizable bosom. You think you can win by doing that? You leave me no choice. There goes your knight. My goodness, I've never heard you ask me so many questions about myself all in one go. I am so happy that you want to learn more about me. No, I didn't used to be the kind of person that everyone else avoided and was fearful of. But you know that I treat you extra well, don't you? When I'm with you, I'm a nice doting spider lady. Yes. People used to admire me before I failed the trial. Before the ritual. You see, my dear, when the world sees you differently, you begin to see yourself differently. And so you start treating people differently. It can't be helped. It's a defense mechanism. Well, yes. I have thought about not letting it get to me. You think I'm not that bad? It's the first time you've said that. Wait. You have my king surrounded. I can't believe it. I lose. Wait a second. You were asking me all those questions to keep me distracted, weren't you? Well done. Looks like you outsmarted me after all. I underestimated you. Well, let's finish our drinks, and then we'll go to bed. I'll start teaching you the good stuff tomorrow.